Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Wemoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. How's everybody doing? I certainly hope you're well and doing great, because I am. But hey, it's another Friday and we are reviewing another album from Africa. Which country are we taking it to today? Looks like it's going to be Cameroon.
Latest African album review is Moody. Album review.
First thoughts.
Magasco, aka Tonine Anthony Nguo, or Bemenda Boy, is a Cameroonian music star that has been doing his thing for a while. His most notable work starts around 2012, and he's that guy that always says, "Pass me the lighter." Today I'm going to be reviewing his latest project titled Heart. A quick rundown of Heart: it is a double CD released under Bemenda Boy Records, which is his own label. This is his second full-length album after 2017's Golden Boy and the 11-track EP Underrated from 2018. Heart is apparently named after his daughter. And with it being a double CD, CD 1 has 16 tracks and CD 2 has 14 tracks. This makes the album 30 tracks in total, which amounts to a whopping 1 hour 46 minutes of music. Damn. Magasco. We'll talk about that later. There are 5 collabs on Heart and multiple producer placements.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The song Kami Toyota opens up this account with a proper dance floor filler. It's fast paced. It's got this afro, I don't even know if I want to call it afro beats, because I don't think it is. More like a mix between Coupe Décalé and maybe a bit of Rumba there going on. That kind of style. And yo, the energy levels on this track, for an album to start like this, it's like, damn, where's this album gonna go, you know? The project then quickly moves to Matin Midi Soir, which is also another one for the dancers and shows an evolution from the opening track. Where Kami Toyota is your typical Afrobeats sound, I would say, and delivery with the My Tomato, My Potato type lyrics, Matin Midi Soir is a lot more grounded and commands the listener's attention. Magasco says morning, afternoon, or evening. His girl is the one he wants to be with all day, every day. He's thinking about her, that kind of thing. But just comparing those two songs shows you how the same sort of feelings can be conveyed by the same artist in different ways. The guitar work on Nawine is a highlight on this album. It screams African genius while giving you all you need without really reinventing the wheel. I don't think African guitarists get as much credit as they should. worldwide because the way they just do their thing, like on this song, bruh. It's in the realm of Matamidiswa that I mentioned before. And then also the track Inner, which is track 8 on the first CD. The song Monica, and then Love You, which features Blanche Bailey, who totally busted that track, by the way. And Papa E La. Those songs really sort of sound similar. So there's about, I would say, maybe about 6-7 songs that are kind of on that fast-paced kind of vibe. It makes sense, though, that he has a number of songs like this on this album, or on any album anyway, because his biggest hit to date, Sokoto, sounds like that. So they say, if it ain't broke, why fix it? Nyang Nyang borrows much of its sound from traditional Cameroonian music, which you might know from the popular like Akiso dancers. I think they call it Ngoso, or something like that. It totally changes the mood of the album because it's so different from the previous three. Right when I realized that Heart progressed to track 5, which is a cross between that Sukus, Rumba, and Kupe Dekale Khanda sound. And obviously, another love song. Be that as it may, the song ATM, which is next, is very earworthy with another dominant guitar performance that worked well with Magasco's delivery. He doesn't try to oversing it. He just gives it that nice little touch and, you know, the harmonies in there, and he's killing it. I tip this song to be a December favorite if it hasn't started hotting up the parties already. It goes without saying, but by the time I got to track 8, it was quite obvious that the predominant theme on this album was love and relationships. Straight up predominant theme, maybe at the very least half the album, if not more. Creme de la Creme is one of my favorite songs on Heart. Firstly, because it doesn't sound like most of the songs on Heart, but mostly because it is a beautiful composition in its entirety.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on africanmusicindustry.com.
Visit redsau.com to buy gorgeous African and para and kente accessories. redsau.com.
The second CD on Heart opens up with Closer, which is a dancehall sizzler, not Kalanji. It started off the CD in the fashion I wanted. Different from CD 1, while being excellent in what it is. Definitely another side to Magasco that I didn't expect, but I certainly loved. Magasco tells a hottie to come closer and do something for him. I don't know, they're probably getting comfortable. He's ready to do some. Moving on to the next track, which is Mauvais Réseau. It is sonically inviting with a percussive beat that is reliant on the less meaty types of instruments. I found that interesting. Very little by way of bass, though present, but catchy still. That was a nice touch on this track. And of course, it didn't take long to realize that the second CD on Heart, which is CD 2, is definitely the dancehall influence side. I might call it Afrobeats and dancehall blended. Subject matter largely remained the same, with the love and relationships as the predominant theme.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Looking at it from the technical standpoint, just something to note, longest song on Hot was 4 minutes 3 seconds and shortest song was 2 minutes 53 seconds. And that is something I expect from African musicians still. However, it doesn't quite support the theory that music is getting shorter in a bid to maximize streaming numbers, which has been adopted by the bigger world markets. One thing I did notice is the song Nini is 3 minutes 54 seconds long on the upload. However, it is only 3 minutes 8 seconds long in actuality, the music. For about 46 seconds after the music had stopped, there was silence before moving on to the next track. I don't enjoy pointing out bad things because I know artists put their heart and soul into music, but let's be real, this was a rookie mistake. The files should have been proofed before upload if the issue wasn't on Spotify's end where I listened to the track. This for me is a non-negotiable, especially for an artist of Magasco's caliber and star. He's way too big to be subject to something like this. No excuses, straight up. The mixing and mastering on Hot were quite good. Nothing stood out on either end of the spectrum, and in my book, that's a good thing. Magasco and team did their homework here. It's a solid, like, maybe around 7.5 out of 10. No issues. The separation of the first CD and the second CD makes sense after you listen to the project in full. These are largely two different Magascos, without a doubt. There are a few bumps in the track listing trajectory. For example, the song I mentioned earlier, Nyang Nyang, which really didn't flow with the rest of the music to be placed where it was. Although I understand maybe he was trying to just get people to realize how versatile he is, because sometimes if he puts such tracks at the end, people really don't get to hear them because they've heard all the hits and all the popular type music that you already make. But besides that, I would say, yeah, the flow of the album was pretty fine for me. Now to address the other elephant in the room, you know, I mentioned it at the start of this review, 30 tracks. 30 whole tracks on one album. Magasco, let's talk, bro. I personally feel like that's a whole lot. I'm not sure I have the kind of love for any artist to listen to a near 2-hour album at this point, unless it's simply playing in the background while I'm doing something else, like, I don't know, cleaning. Maybe that's the goal. However, I'm keen to know from the listeners, how do you feel about it? What are your thoughts about extremely long albums? I would say an extremely long album for me is anything that goes over 1 hour. Yeah, 1 hour. Any album that's over an hour, that's a long album in my view. What do you think about it? Is it a good thing? Are you willing to listen to it or not?
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, I preferred the second CD to the first CD on Hot. It gave me more to be excited about. It almost felt as if CD 1 was to appease the Afrobeats crowd and just give them what they want. Magasco is basically looking for the next Sokoto. That's how I felt. And with CD 1, he was just sticking to a formula of bangers that will rise up the charts through familiarity. That's a great strategy for the monetary side of things. And hey, as far as we're concerned, I know as a musician you love music, but music without money, ish, it's a hard life. On the other hand, how long will that last as a strategy? I just don't know how many people would hang around for the second CD to actually find the true gems. The Magasco from CD2 is the Magasco I want more of. I loved it. That music was amazing. The way he gets dancehall music to sound so good while actually sticking to that African blend, so keeping those Cameroonian roots, is something unique to him and a few others. I don't mind the My Potato, My Tomato stuff in moderation. That's where CD1 lost me. The whole CD, the whole two CD thing becomes actually unnecessary if that is considered. Pick your best 15 tracks, 14 maybe, and have a killer album without subjecting the audience to listening to 2 hours of music. Then maybe EP or make the other songs singles for release over time. And then in my book, that kind of gives your music legs. So I hate to say it, but I just don't like these extra long albums, to be honest. The best tracks on Hot, Closer, My Darling, which is really a dope tune, and I can see my fam in the islands bumping this track on weekends by the beach at a family barbecue type thing. The song Travailler, Kadu, which features Faniko and is hella catchy. Inna, Want You Now, Cream de la Cream, ATM, Baby Mama, Mama Sita, and Calypso. So I don't know, that's about 10 tracks, 11 tracks that are like, yo, these tracks are dope. So there's a lot going for Heart as an album. And if you haven't listened to it yet, you definitely have to listen to it. If you're from Cameroon, this one's a must. But if you're interested in Cameroonian music or another realm of Afrobeats especially, definitely check out Heart by Magasco from Cameroon. I listened to the album online. So you can find the album online wherever you are. And that's it for me. My name is MJ. One more to son of Zimbabwe son. Out. Peace. Dende.
Find us on AfricanPodcasts.com.